The right window treatments change everything. Your sleep, your privacy, the way every room looks and feels. At Blinds.com, we've spent 30 years making it surprisingly simple to get exactly what your home needs. We've covered over 25 million windows and have 50,000 five-star reviews to prove we deliver. Whether you're DIY it or want a pro to handle everything from measure to install, we have you covered. Real design professionals, free samples, zero pressure. Save up to 40% when you buy two or more. Rules and restrictions apply.
At Farmers, our honesty is contagious.
Wait, am I going to catch honesty?
Well, when you're with Farmers, it's kind of inevitable.
Well, how long does it take to... I lied to you when you asked if I knew what a deductible was. I don't know my dad's birthday, and I thought umbrella policies were for rainstorms. Actual rainstorms. I have it, don't I?
You don't just have honesty.
You have Farmers. Bum, 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 bum.
Learn more at Farmers.com. Underwritten by Farmers Truck or Fire Insurance Exchanges or Affiliate. Products not available in every state.
Nerds! Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Ever Google a money question and end up 12 tabs deep with 12 different answers? This podcast is your shortcut back to clarity. NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast breaks down financial decisions with a team of trusted journalists. They explain the why behind decisions like investing, home buying, and choosing credit cards with clear research backed insights. No jargon, no misinformation. Make your next financial move with confidence. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast on your favorite podcast app.
I encourage them not to take anything a politician says or a candidate says at face value.
If we hope to survive in this digital age, we have to think critically about the messages we consume. Someone created those messages for a reason. Let's find out why. Sometimes we just have to ask, what the media? I'm Megan Lynch, reporter, on-air host, and virtual consumer editor at KMOX Radio with author and media literacy expert Julie Smith. In this episode,
we're at a point where a lot of newspapers just don't have the person power to pursue these questions.
As we approach the midterms, we talk about the future role of journalists in a democracy. Jason Pisha is director of the Public Affairs Reporting Program at the University of Illinois Springfield.
Candidates are out there making claims about what they're able to do and what their opponents are doing. You know, it's our job as media to check out these claims with independent sources and independent experts and try to figure out if they're right or not. That's become increasingly more difficult the past several years, as you know, the number of local news reporters and, you know, just the number of reporters in general has dwindled due to, you know, financial cuts at media organizations all over the country. We're at a point where a lot of newspapers just don't have the person power to pursue these questions. So, you know, as a result, we've come to a situation to where candidates can make wild claims and they have the wherewithal to use social media and in some cases their own, you know, printing operations to flood the zone with, their questionable information that we're not able to, you know, the press is unable to overcome that. You know, when you get to the situation where it's misinformation, disinformation, there's just a lot of confusion about what is correct.
One of the things we've talked about on this podcast before is the eroding public trust in the legacy media and how we can restore that trust. You know, you mentioned the staffing and the other challenges that we're facing. Is there a way that we can earn back the trust of people who might view and use our services?
I mean, that's a difficult question. I mean, we live in such a politically polarized environment right now to where, you know, there's some people who will just close their eyes and close their ears and just refuse to believe anything that doesn't conform with their worldview. And it's hard for me to think of ways for us to overcome that other than let's just keep going out there and doing good work and coming at our work from an honest and trustworthy standpoint where, you know, our goal is to be fair and accurate in everything we do. I think that's going to help. I think the media oftentimes gets a bad rap because, you know, sometimes there is bias within news organizations. It might not be as widespread and well-known and obvious as like a Fox News channel, for example. But, you know, we all go into this as human beings with certain biases. If we are able to recognize those and make an honest effort to, adjust our reporting so that we are maybe even overcompensating to sort of go against our own biases. So, you know, we can get the other side of the story. I think that'll help as well. And then, you know, I think we just, you know, have to just keep trying to be as accurate and trustworthy as we can be. And, you know, I think also listen to the other side. I think we get to a point to where, and our crazy things said on both sides of the aisle. Lately, it's, I think a lot of Republicans are, you know, on the far right, or we in the media will immediately dismiss what they say because it's, you know, not based in fact or very biased one way or the other. I think it's up to us just to listen. Why do people on that side believe this? You know, what are the environments around them that are causing them to believe these things? And let's understand that. We don't have to accept or, you know, give in to the fact that the stuff that we've already known to be false somehow is true now. But if we can understand the other side of the argument, you know, why they're thinking this way and why the people around them think this way and why people go this way, I think it can go a long way on the media side to helping to understand these, you know, this side as people. You know, I think we kind of see them as enemies of fact, and in some cases they are, but let's understand why they're doing it. And I think we come to a you know, some sort of an understanding and sort of understanding each other as human beings.
Jason, you're bringing up such great tools for people who are in the journalism business and the news business. For those people who live down the street who post things online, they do not have that level of professionalism, the skill level, the experience that you have. So the platforms are saying that this, for the election, they're going to label posts that they think are inaccurate or false. I want to ask you, do you think that's effective? Do you think the platforms are doing enough to counter mis and disinformation, especially when in the 2020 election, those tweets that were marked as false by then President Donald Trump actually traveled much farther than the ones who were not labeled?
Yeah, I credit the social media companies for at least making an attempt. You know, there's a fine line there between, you know, violating someone's rights to say what they want to say while allowing a platform to spin up a falsehood and get it shared thousands or even millions of times before, you know, anything's done with it. So I do think, you know, there's some effort being made. There can definitely be more. I think social media companies should, and they've been doing it. You know, they've been banning accounts that are habitual about this. But, you know, I read a story, I think it was on the Washington Post the other day, or maybe it was the New York Times, but about how sort of the big purveyors of misinformation have been brought under control to some extent, the ones, you know, that would get millions of views. But now it's sort of become a cottage industry. And, you know, there's a lot of small players, hundreds, if not thousands of small players in the game.
Internationally.
Going out there and purveying, you know, sending around this misinformation. So it's harder to never-ending game of whack-a-mole to try to knock out all of these little sources. But, you know, they keep popping up each day. But I think social media has to stay on top of it. I think you as a social media user can help by reporting things that are truly wrong or things that you know to be wrong. There are people that look at those reports, and there's enough of us out there that can flag a certain piece of information that we see. I think, you know, it'll go a long way to help controlling some of this.
When you are training this new generation of journalists, you know, especially when we're talking about election information, what are you telling them right now about how to cover the midterm elections?
Yeah, it's, in a lot of ways, it hasn't changed. We're out there to gather as many facts as we can. You hear a lot about the uselessness of, you know, both sidism these days, because one side or the other is wallowing in things that are demonstrably false. So in that case, we're not giving the falsities equal time in a story. But, you know, we are, I encourage them not to take anything a politician says or a candidate says at face value. We have to understand that, you know, we are outnumbered in terms of PR people working for candidates versus us. We'll always be outnumbered. I urge my students, seek out, listen to what they have to say, but then put some critical thinking skills behind it. I think, you know, it's so easy as a journalist, and you know this, you're busy and a news release comes in from a politician and you want to get that news out and you just don't have time to maybe vet all the information as much as you need to. So you just do a rewrite and add a little information and you're done with it. But, you know, are you contributing to the issue by not taking that critical eye? And again, it's difficult. We are outnumbered. Our ranks are less than they used to be. We have to pick and choose what we're going to cover on a given day. I tell my students, just do your best and find the issue that's going to make the biggest effect to the public on that day and sort of dig into that and do your best to, you know, counter all of those claims with solid information. Also tell them, get used to learning that, you know, even despite your best efforts, there are going to be people who will just reject what you have to say, won't listen to it because it doesn't, you know, line up with what they believe or their own worldview. And I tell them not to get discouraged. Hopefully, as I've mentioned here today, you know, our social media users will start elevating that sort of information and de-emphasizing the untrustworthy information that's out there. And we might get to a place to where facts can rule the day again.
I spend a lot of time talking to K-12 teachers, and I've had librarians tell me that facts is now a trigger word.
Yeah.
And I wondered what you view as the future of democracy when we can't even agree on what is true.
Yeah, it's definitely concerning. I mean, you know, I think a lot of this started with the Kellyanne Conway comment from so long ago about alternative facts. And and I can see how the word facts can be triggering for some people. The press is there to be a check on democracy, to uphold democracy by giving people the facts so they can make educated decisions about who they should vote for, what they should spend their money on, where they should live, where they send their kids to school. You know, all these major decisions that we all make in our lives, they have to be based on things that are true. I worry a lot for the future of democracy. But again, in Illinois, there's a new law that, you know, fairly new law that requires, you know, media literacy education now in the younger grades, which is great. So I think, you know, a lot of, you know, our older relatives and people our age who have already maybe been infected by, you know, whatever political bent that they're following and can't change their worldview. I'm hoping that the younger generations that are coming up will have this education, will be able to, you know, take a more critical look at what they're reading and what they're listening to and what's true and what's not. I'm hoping the future, the children are our future. So I'm hoping that works out.
That's Jason Pisha, director of the Public Affairs Reporting Program at the University of Illinois Springfield. With Julie Smith, I'm Megan Lynch. Our executive producer is Beth Coughlin. We invite you to visit KMOX.com for more on our media literacy project.
Girl, let's get real. Some pads are just diapers with a good PR team, but not the new Kotex BioCare. That's because Kotex BioCare helps defend against odor and irritants. And it's the first and only pad with this pH proactive system that helps optimize the pad's pH. Just think of it as self-care for down there. Check out Kotex.com for more details on the all-new Kotex, completely redesigned to meet your needs. You asked, we heard.
Gear from MLBShop.com helps you show everyone what team you're with before you even say a word. So people start asking you things locals and fans know, like,
you with the crew?
You from the D?
Where'd you go to high school?
Your dad put you in brown and gold?
You see skins, girl?
You get your Dodger dog?
Siempre 305?
You see Big Dumper 60?
Do you see him put Vladdy in the jacket?
How about 47?
You see Judges 62?
Shohei's 50-50.
The gear says it all.
Cut from the city. Go to MLBShop.com.
MLB trademarks used with permission.
Nerds!
Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Ever Google a money question and end up 12 tabs deep with 12 different answers? This podcast is your shortcut back to clarity. NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast breaks down financial decisions with a team of trusted journalists. They explain the why behind decisions like investing, home buying, and choosing credit cards with clear, research-backed insights. No jargon, no misinformation. Make your next financial move with confidence. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast on your favorite podcast app.
Amazon Music has everything you want to listen to. Music, podcasts, and now audiobooks. All in one app. Amazon Music Unlimited. Audiobooks included.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports.
With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.